It's Earth Day, the 50th anniversary. On this day in 1970, deep in the middle of the Vietnam War, we still had concerns for the natural world. Cities thick with smog, pesticides taking their toll on birds, rivers on fire. Senator Gaylord Nelson of Wisconsin came up with the idea of a national day to draw attention to the problem. 26-year-old Dennis Hayes, an environmental activist, agreed to coordinate the project. And millions of people across the United States, young and old, stepped out that day on behalf of planet Earth. So on this Earth Day, we at BirdNote offer this special show to you. Close your eyes and join us as we meander across the United States. Daybreak at the far eastern tip of the U.S., off the coast of Maine. Atlantic puffins call from the cliffs. And now let's go down the coast and inland to the Appalachians. A bayou in the south, where cypress trees draped with Spanish moss rise from still, dark water. The bayou's luxuriant wetness supports lush growth of trees and shrubs, which in turn offer secluded nesting for a broad range of birds, like the striking yellow-crowned night heron. The slim and sinuous anhinga, and the yellow-throated warbler. In the lower Rio Grande Valley of Texas, plain chachalacas sound their wake-up call. Followed by the great kiskadee. In the rainwater basin of Nebraska, the snow geese and sandhill cranes are mostly gone for the summer. For 20,000 years, spring rains and melting snow have filled the playas of the basin. Carved by glacial winds at the end of the last ice age, the playas are shallow depressions the warmth of spring fills with abundant life, like red-winged blackbirds, blue-winged teal, and northern pintails. Thank you. In Montana, the western meadowlark says it all. In the arid Arizona desert, the gilded flicker carves out a nest cavity in a living saguaro. The woodpeckers excavate a new nest every year, leaving the old, now empty, cavities behind. But they don't stay empty for long. Elf owls. Ferruginous pygmy owls. Purple martins. And brown-crested flycatchers all find the slightly used woodpecker cavity's superb nest sites, protected by a spiny exterior. Every spring, the Carmen Valley, east of the Sierra Nevada Mountains in central California, comes alive with birds. Red-winged blackbirds, western meadowlarks, and American bitterns. The males of more than a dozen species are staking out their territories and attracting mates. In Alaska, Safety Sound is an important bird area, protecting Arctic and Aleutian terns, along with long-billed dowitchers and many other shorebirds. And now to Hawaii, where three-quarters of the native flowering plants probably came from seeds that hitched rides with birds. The most likely seed carriers were strong flyers like plovers or tropic birds, which travel thousands of miles across the Pacific. Or perhaps the seeds hitched a ride on the ancestors of this Hawaii creeper, caught in a storm and blown to the Hawaiian Islands. Thank you. Wherever you are this Earth Day, we hope you're able to step outside and appreciate the wonders of our planet. Listen again, find out what birds you've heard, and see photos on our website, birdnote.org. I'm John Kessler.